Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. But the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Jesus. You need to confess him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know he could live in your heart if you invite him in? In the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Try to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at him and tell him,
yes,
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell him, I could go on and on.
I could go on.
about your works.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful. Just
praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Salah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. who is the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Salah. Well, is there any grateful folk in the house on today? Yes, I hope you had your hands lifted up. I hope you had your head held back saying, God, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for another day's journey. I'm grateful, Father, to see the bright sunshine. God, I'm grateful for activities of my limbs. God, I'm grateful. I hope that's what you were doing in your living room, in the car. In the bedroom, in the dining room, wherever you are, in your cubicle, as you were walking the halls of your job with your headphones in, I hope you just took out a moment to just give God some praise, a thank you praise, a thank you praise, a thank you for waking me up, thank you for keeping me closing my right mind. Any grateful folks in the house tonight? I am your host, Pastor Kimberly Black, and I want to say welcome. And thank you for joining us tonight for the Light of Portland broadcast. It is my pleasure to serve as your host, and I thank God for you, you, and you. It's an honor and it's a privilege to be able to come and share this time and space with you. We're truly grateful to God for this platform. We want to honor the men and women of God that co-labor with us as we continue to advance the kingdom of God. You know, we don't have to be members of the same church. We don't have to even live in the same city or the same state to have one thing in common. And everybody's name that I'm getting ready to call off right now, we all have one thing in common, and that is to advance the kingdom of God. So tonight I want to honor Pastor Sherelle Pennington, our sister, our co-laborer in the gospel. We honor, amen, her for her work, her steadfastness, and the things that she's doing right there in Georgia. We want to thank God for our own Elder Dante Farmer, who serves with us right here at the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. We honor the man of God, Bishop Freddie Brown, our bishop. We honor, amen, the Butterfields, and we truly thank God for them and their work that they're doing to do what? Advance the kingdom of God. And we want to honor Archbishop Ruth for her covering, a woman of God that is virtuous, a woman of God that prays and fasts, not just for the people that she shepherds, but for so many of us. Through this broadcast, Bishop is shepherding us. She's covering us and she's praying for us. And we just want to honor her tonight. And we want to honor our speaker on tonight, Pastor Pamela Laws. We're just truly thankful to God for her being with us on tonight, ready to break the bread of life for us from the word of God. If you have an ear to hear, the woman of God is going to speak a word to you that's coming directly from God himself. It's nothing to tickle your ears, nothing to entertain you, but it's something to speak truth to your very present situation. And if that's not what you were looking for tonight, you called into the wrong place. I'm so sorry. But tonight, we're all about seeking for truth. We're all about seeking to hear a word from God. Why? Because the word of God is life building. The word of God is a motivator. It's a corrector. It's a director. It is a comforter. It's a keeper. It's a mind regulator. It is an attitude adjuster. Who don't need the word of God? So we're just truly thankful tonight for the woman of God that's coming to share with us on tonight. And I honor God for each of you tonight for being here, because you didn't have to call in, but you did. And I'm praying that the time we spend together, something will be said, something will be prayed, sung, or preached or taught that will impact your life, not just for tonight, but for the rest of your life. I pray that something be said to intensify your love relationship with God. I pray that something be said to encourage you and to give you hope and to give you peace in this very present time. So my brothers and sisters, get ready, get ready, get ready, because we are in store for a great treat on tonight. We don't have a lot of community announcements because we know that we are still practicing social distances. We are still under the governor's order here in Oregon not to be congregating. And so we are not having any 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock services, amen, in buildings. but we are gathering together on Facebook and Instagram and webinars and Zooms. And so I hope and pray that if you have any of those social medias that you have worshiped today, you could say, I've been in the presence of the Lord all day long. We do want to encourage you Thursday, May 21st. I know that this is, you know, I'm all about community. We're all about serving. Jesus said in his word, when I was sick, you didn't visit me. He said, when I was in prison, you didn't visit me. When I was hungry, you didn't feed me. When I was naked, you didn't clothe me. And they said, well, Jesus, when did we see you? When did we see you sick? When did we see you in prison? When did we see you hungry? When did we see you naked? He says, you didn't see me, but you saw them. Them is our neighbors, those that we walk down the street and see every day. So this Thursday, May 21st, is a day of service. I'm hoping and praying that you would take out this day to share, write a letter to someone that's incarcerated, or send a card to someone that's in a nursing home, or send a card to someone who's in bereavement, who is grieving. Reach out, step out of your comfort zone. You know, take out the time to write a letter. Maybe you say, well, I can't go out to the store, but you can write it. You can get a piece of paper and write and, you know, call, ask somebody for somebody's address. I've got a list of inmates that are waiting for some we have prayer pals, the young men and women who are incarcerated. We write to them, we send them cards. If you need somebody to write to, you need somebody that you want to be an encouragement to on this Thursday, email me at gssmbc@yahoo.com. If you want 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I will give you those addresses so that you can reach out to somebody. If you have somebody that's incarcerated or in a nursing home and they're there for a long time and we can't get out to see them, email me their name and address so I can add them to our mailing list. We would be glad to share a card and some love with them. Again, let me give you that email address because I know I'm talking a little fast, but I'm just excited. I'm ready for the word. I've got two special guests with me tonight. But the email address is G as in greater, S as in saint, S as in Stephen, M as in missionary, B as in Baptist, C as in church. That's gssmbc@yahoo.com. If you need someone to encourage this week on Thursday, May 21st, which is a day of service, please call me, text me, email me, and I will get you someone so that you can encourage someone. And maybe you're saying, well, Pastor, I want to do a little bit more. Maybe this is your time that you like to give and for tax donations. Maybe you're looking for a nonprofit organization that you want to be a blessing to. May 21st would be a good time to do it. There's the Oregon Food Bank. There's Shepherd's Door. There's all kind of different places where you can give to. I know personally that Greater St. Stephen's, the A. Bernard Deaver Scholarship Fund, we will be giving out scholarships this year, and we've been doing a 2020 fundraiser. Maybe you want to sow a seed into our scholarship to be a blessing to some young man and some young woman who's going to college. All we're asking is for $20.20. Email me, and I'll give you that information so that you can send us your donation. On May 21st, it's a day of service. So let us be busy being about our Father's business. He tells us to go out into the highways and byways to compel men and women and boys and girls to come to him. He compels us to show love and to be real. And even though we are at home and we're confined to our homes and we really can't go out and do those great, wondrous mission works that we have been doing, there's still work that we can do from home. And so please, ma'am, please, sir, make yourself available to encourage somebody on this day of service, Thursday, May 21st. Well, I told you that I had a special guest with me, and I'm trying every week to just add more flavor to our time together. And one of the things that I've been doing is giving us a song and giving us a prayer. And so we want to make ready. For this next young lady, she serves as a deaconess at the Greater St. Stephen's Missionary Baptist Church. She resides here in the city of Portland, but for the last 6 months, she has been in the great state of Louisiana, and we are so excited. She is one of our intercessors. She is a mighty, mighty woman of God, and we just truly thank God for the gift that he has placed inside of her for prayer and ushering people into his presence. So I'm going to play this song, Something Has to Break. I don't know what you're going on. You might be lonely. You might be frustrated. You might be grieving. You might be sad. You might just be struggling because now you can't go to school face-to-face. It's online. That might be a struggle for somebody. I'm lifting up my hand because it was a struggle for me. Maybe you're struggling trying to get the children to sit down long enough and you to figure out how to do their math and their fifth grade and eighth grade math and their ninth and tenth grade math. And maybe they're something's got to break. So this is our prayer tonight, that something breaks in your life. After this song, the next voice you will hear will be that of our own Deaconess Cassandra Faye Robinson. Following that prayer, you will be in the hands of the speaker, Pastor Pamela Laws. Praise the Lord, everybody.
I believe that you will do it. Most holy and righteous Father. Most holy and gracious Father. Lord, we come this evening, Father God, to thank you, Heavenly Father, for being God and God all by yourself. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for being so good, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Lord, how we bless your holy name, God. How we thank you, Father God, for this opportunity, Lord, just to call upon your name one more time. Oh, Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to just say, God, how great thou art, Father God. How we call upon you this evening, Father God, because something has to break. Something has to break, Father God. I believe that you will get us through it, Father God. I believe you can lead us through it, Father God. Oh, Father God, something has got to break. All right now, God, we call upon you, Father God, because this land, this world, Father God, is in need of a breakthrough. Father God, this world is in need of you, Father God. Oh, Father God, we can do nothing without you, God. Oh, Father God, when we call upon your holy name, God, demons tremble, Father God. Right now, I call upon you, God, because I know you are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end, Father God. I call upon you right now because there's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I call upon you this evening, Father God, because you are our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Father God, I call upon you because you are our dwelling place, Father God. Father God, you will keep us under the shadow of your wings. Oh, God, we call upon you this evening because our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, hallelujah, and the power and the glory forever. Most holy and gracious Father, we love you, Father God, because you first loved us. Oh, God, we just ask you to just keep on keeping on, Father God. Keep us in your will. Keep us, Father God, in your way, Father God. Help us, Father God, to love our brothers and sisters. Help us to love our neighbors as ourselves, Father God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to keep us in these last and evil days, Father God. Oh, help us to be right, Father God. Help us to talk right. Help us to walk right, Father God. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, Father God, from evil, Father God. Oh, Father, how we bless your holy name. God, right now, I ask you to bless the woman of God that's going to bring forth the word this evening, God. We ask you to shower down upon her right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, give her the words to preach this evening, God. How we love you, God. How we love you, Father God. We thank you for loving us unconditionally, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning and keeping us in our right mind up until this very present time. Oh, God, we will be forever grateful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise that you are due. We will bless you, Father God. We bless you, Father God, in our coming in and going out, Father God. Keep us, Lord God, as the apple of your eyes, Father God. Lord, we ask you to bless us, Father God. Bless this land, God. Bless the land in the name of Jesus, because something has to break, God. It can only break, Father God, when you say, well done. We have had enough, Father God. You will say it's going to be well done. In the name of Christ Jesus, I pray. Thank God and amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Oh, God, he is so worthy to be praised. Amen. Thank you, my sister, for that prayer. I'm just so full tonight as the Lord is continuing to lead his children down a path that we've never been before. And there's so much adjusting that's going on, and there's so much revamping that's going on, and there's so much going back to the drawing table on God is strategically moving. And I'm so excited, amen, to be a part of what God is doing in this season. I'm so glad that he has continued to allow me to be in fellowship, amen, with Pastor Black and with Pastor Pennington. I praise God for these women of God, because they are truly awesome. They truly speak and they truly declare and they stand firm and flat-footed on God's word, and I couldn't ask for better company. And so I'm excited and humbled tonight to be before you. My name again is Pastor Pamela Laws of Total Truth Restoration Ministries here in Marietta, Georgia, Mableton, Georgia, in Marietta. And we're just humbled tonight to come and to share in this time, to come into your homes, to come onto your jobs. Amen, to meet you right where you are. I will say that there is a word from the Lord tonight. I was sitting down and now I'm standing, because when I truly begin to think on all the things that God is doing in this season, I have a spirit of thanksgiving. I have a heart of thanksgiving. Why? It's not because of the pandemic, is not because of the sickness that we see. It's not because of the family members and friends and coworkers that have died, but it's because God commands us to pray. He gives us in his word that we should always pray without ceasing, that we should always celebrate him. He created us to worship. He created us to give him thanks, and he didn't give parameters on what your situation or what your circumstance may be in order to praise. But he tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18, he says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. He's talking to me. He said that you, he means to me. He says rejoice always. And so my sister, my brother, even in spite of this, we should rejoice and give God thanks. Why? Because, one, we know that we are just strangers passing through. This is not our home. Our home is to live in the mansion that our daddy Jesus has told us, that our brother, big brother Jesus has told us that we're going to have. And so we're just strangers passing through. We're just living this life so that we can live. Again, he says, rejoice always, and then to pray without ceasing. To pray without ceasing. In the book of James, it tells us that man should always pray. And the prayer, now we're in the season, the prayer is just to maintain that personal, unbroken relationship with God. We don't have to pray to God about the pandemic. He's very well aware of our current situation. He's very well aware of what's going on. God, he sees the death toll. He sees the millions that are being sick. He sees the billions that have these stay-at-home orders. He understands that we can't celebrate our graduates this year. He knows, amen, that we can't go and visit our family members in the prisons. He's very well aware that when we go out, we can't hug and greet our neighbors with a brotherly kiss like we used to. That's not what the prayer that Paul is talking to the Thessalonica church. It is the Thessalonian church. It is a prayer that we should always maintain constant communication with our daddy. But it doesn't always have to be a crisis to talk to him. I talk to him because I'm growing our relationship. I talk to him because I want to continue to look just like him. I want my character to continue to resemble my daddy. I want to look just like him. I want to talk just like him. And I can't pick up those habits, those attributes, those characteristics if I don't spend And so tonight, our message is simply this: thanking God in the midst of a pandemic. Thanking God in the midst of your storm. Thanking God in the midst of your stay-at-home order. Thanking God in the midst of, and you can finish that out however you like. Thanking God. It's not easy to praise and to thank God in the midst of a storm. See, here's the thing. We have always been taught as we were growing up that when things upset us, we show how upset we are. When things make us happy, we show how happy we are. But then when we come to know Christ and we come to walk in who he is, he tells us to praise him in all things. He says in all things, give thanks. And so when we're looking at everything that's going on, everything that we're seeing, everything that we're enduring, and the changes that we have to make, and how we have to cover our faces and cover our hands and carry around hand sanitizer and antibacterial lotions, and to keep our children. I tell my children, when we're in the store, keep your hands in your pockets. And when we have to do all of these changes, television has changed. Church services have changed. Jobs and schools have changed. And in the midst of that, God stands up, he says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for Pam, for Sherelle, for Kimberly. This is the will of God for you. And so as I began to look through the scriptures and I began to search the scriptures, I began to find some things, Pastor Black. So I asked the question, okay, God, this is for my brother, my sister, who may not be super church, because now we have that even going on. For those that wouldn't come through our church doors are now logging into our Facebook Lives and into our Instagrams and into our Twitters. They are looking for a word, and they're asking the question. Then they're asking, what is there to give God thanks for? That people sick and dying all around me, what is there to give God thanks for? I'm glad you asked. There are six reasons that I was able to find that we should give God thanks. The first reason is that God knows the end from the beginning. This God is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He knows all things, good and bad, and we should give thanks. It is his will for us to give thanks in all circumstances. He is the same God in the good times and in the bad times. If you take a look at 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34, the Bible reads us this: oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. We are living in God's grace and in his mercy. So he said, thanks, because his mercy, it endures forever. His unmerited favor. Ooh, I love it. His unmerited favor. Looking at this text, it lets me know that his favor spans far past what any pandemic can do. He's greater, he's larger, he's more powerful, that the pandemic is touching lives. Jesus turned his entire world around with 12. It endures. It stands the test of time. And so in the midst of that, all I can do is stand and tell, Lord, I thank you. That even though there may be a pandemic on the rise, I know that there's no one higher and no one greater than you. And so if the pandemic is getting this much hype, it lets me know that my God is bigger than that. That our God is greater than that. Second reason is that God is the owner and he's the giver of life. We live because God ordains it. His breath is his ruach, the pneuma of God. It sustains the living. Therefore, every living soul should thank God. It is because God breathed the breath of life into us that we are sustained. I know you think it's your alarm that gets you up every morning, but no, no, no. It is the finger of God. It is the breath, amen, that God has breathed into each and every one of us that gets us up in the morning. So if God said it's not our time that we should transition from this life to that, then we stay. We've watched time and time again. There are people that will get the virus and then they will be healed. I had a family member to go through the pandemic, and those that were not well learned in what this pandemic does and all of those things were thinking immediately that it was going to be a sad case. They were immediately thinking that it was not going to turn out well, but I kept praying. I kept believing. I kept trusting God. I kept thanking God for the outcome. I kept thanking God for the healing. I kept thanking him for the breakthrough. And every time I talked to him, he would get stronger and stronger. Every time I talked to him, he would get stronger and stronger. And when I would get off the phone, I would thank God a little more. I would praise him a little more. Why? Because he inhabits the praises of his people. And if God lives in me, that means his praise, it lives inside of me. I have a right to praise him because he is the giver of life. It was even Jesus who told them when he was being dragged from court to court, he says, no man takes my life, but I lay it down. He's a sovereign God. He does what he will. He gives life or takes it. Psalm 6:5 says it like this. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In the grave, who will give you thanks? See, thanks, that lets us know, Blog Talk, that it is only the living that can praise and thank God. We are the only ones that can do it. So instead of walking around with why I can't go outside and why I can't go to the movies and why I can't do this and worrying about all the things that we can't, why don't we stop and take a moment and give God praise? Because he allowed us to see things that we take for granted. People are doing a self-examination and check now. They used to take help for granted. They took fellowship at the church for granted. And now we can't do those things. But we can give him praise. We can give him praise. If you're amongst the living, you should be shouting, hallelujah. Number 3 says, the reason that we should thank God is because thanksgiving leads to triumph. Yes, ma'am. Thanksgiving, victory. There is victory in thanksgiving. There's a song that says, don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. Because we know in the end we're going to win. So we can praise God. We can give him thanks in the midst of, because we already know the end of the story. We win. There is victory in our thanksgiving. 1 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21 and 22, even King Jehoshaphat, he led the Israelites in praise and thanksgiving to God. They were being run up on by a mighty army, but the God of Israel. He stepped in and he delivered them out of the hands of the enemy. Beloved, God has not forgotten us in this season. He has not forgotten us in this season. I know it looks bleak. I know it looks dim. I know there are a lot of uncertainties even now, and we're about 2.5 months in. But God has not forgotten us in this season. Don't get so caught up in the what ifs that you forget to praise him. Don't get so caught up in the what mights and not give God praise. Let's not forget him. God is working on our behalf. He's doing it. He's doing it for us. He's working it out. Remember, our thoughts are so far from his thoughts. Our ways are so far from his ways. This did not catch God by surprise. It didn't catch him by surprise. We must give him thanks. We look at Psalm 119 and verse 62. I love this verse because it leads me to one of my favorite texts in the scripture. Psalm 119 verse 62 says this. He says, at midnight, I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. And I said, oh, at midnight. I remember that. I remember at midnight, it's found in Acts chapter 16. It was Paul and Silas when they were in prison, in the belly of the prison. The Bible says that at midnight, Paul and Silas begin to praise God in the prison. They begin to praise him, and the more they praise, the chains, the Bible says that the chains, there was thunder, and then their chains were broken. Their chains were loose. God, oh, I thank you. God set them free from their captivity by his mighty power because they had a praise on their lips. Paul and Silas didn't get caught up in their current situation. It was dark. I'm sure it was damp. There was hopelessness and defeat all around. But they remembered who they were. They remembered their assignment. They remembered the God that they serve. And the Bible says that they began to praise at midnight. Now, if God did it for Paul and Silas, don't you think that he can and he will do it for us? He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. The one that inhabits the praises of his people. The one that encourages us to trust him with all of our heart and to lean not to our own understanding. He is the same God. He is the same God that tells us to look to the hills from which cometh our help for all of our help. It comes from him. He is the same God, even at midnight. Lord, I thank you. Even at midnight, he is the same God. When we think it's all over, he is the same God that is turning lives around. He is the same God that's still raising the dead. He is the same God that's still, hallelujah, healing in this season. He is the same God. Number four. Another reason to thank God is that thanksgiving is a worthy sacrifice to God. Thanksgiving is a worthy sacrifice. I'm reminded of another old song that says, we bring the sacrifice of praise. A sacrifice is something that you do or you give or you handle even when you don't feel like it is a stretch. It's out of your comfort zone. You do it. When we do it, we offer. One of the things that we do is a fast, is that we deny ourselves the pleasures of the flesh, whether it be food or the entertainment, when you're with your spouse, to be separated from your spouse for that time of fasting, to deny yourself in water to draw closer to him. That is a sacrifice. I enjoy food. I enjoy sweet teas. I enjoy a good piece of fried chicken, but I'll deny my flesh that pleasure if it means that I'll get closer to God. It is a sacrifice. And Jesus, who already knew the sacrifice because he had already offered himself as a sacrifice for the sins of the world, he did it one time for all. He did it back then for today. He did it for us. He sacrificed himself. One who knew no sin, he sacrificed himself. He gave, he allowed himself to be drugged from court to court. He allowed himself to be spit on. He allowed himself to be put up on the cross. He allowed all the things that he had to go through was a sacrifice for us. How do you know, Pastor? Because when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he actually told his daddy, he said, if this cup can pass from me, but if not, not my will, but your will be done. Even Jesus, even though he was 100% man and 100% spirit, he still offered up himself as a sacrifice. Now, according to Psalm 107 and 22, the only worthy sacrifice a believer can offer God now is the sacrifice of thanksgiving. It is the least that we can do. Hebrews 13 and 15 tells us this: therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Let me read that again. Therefore, by him, let us continually, that's over and over and over again, offer the sacrifice of praise to God with the fruit of our lips. So when people say, oh, I can praise him in my mind, I don't have to say anything, it's contrary to what the word of God. He said, bless him with the fruit of your lips. If there's a sound that can come from you, if you can make a joyful shout to the Lord, that is the sacrifice of praise. That is the sacrifice. That's what he's looking for. It confused. Don't you know that your praise confuses the enemy? It confuses the enemy. While we're going through what we're going through, and you have a praise on your lips, it confuses the enemy. But I'll stand and I'll give God praise. I'll stand and I give him glory because his name is worthy to be praised. I stand because he didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't have to. This thing could have gone a whole lot of different other ways, but it didn't. It allowed us to revamp and to move out of our comfort zone and get strategic and get creative on how to get the gospel out. There are people now who've never shared, but I can barely scroll my timeline without seeing someone sharing, someone giving an encouraging scripture. Why? Because God knows, hallelujah, exactly what we need even before we ask for it. He know we needed this in order to draw closer, in order for us to sit down. He knew we needed this because we kept saying we didn't have time. But he's removed all the busy work out the way. And he says, now do you have time to praise me? Now you have time to read your devotional. Now you have time to attend Bible study. Now you have time to go to church. He's removed all of the excuses. Number five, I'm just about done. Oh, Lord, my time, just about done. Number five, another reason to praise him is that God will work out something good for those who love him. Romans 8 and 28, and we know all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. This is an assurance from God that all things are working, the good, the bad, the ugly. It is all working together for our good because we love him, because we are the called according to his purpose. This is why we can give him praise, because he's going to work out something good. There is a good that's going to come out of this. What the enemy meant for our bad, our daddy stepped in on our behalf, and it's going to turn out good. There are people who are working in hobbies and learning things that they never would have done before. People are cooking that they never would have cooked before. There are parents that are helping their children with homework who didn't think they knew how to do it, but now that we have to, those creative juices and all the things that we learned in school are coming back. Why? Because it's working for our good. All things work together for our good. And last but not least, it could be more, but these are the six that I found. The last one says, a miracle is on the way. This is why we praise God. A miracle is on the way. Do you remember when Jesus was standing at the tomb of Lazarus and he began to pray, and he said, Daddy, I know you hear me every time I call, but for these around you, but for these that are standing around, for the naysayers, for those that are weak in their faith, for those who are just here to see what's going on, for those that don't understand, for those that just happened by, Lazarus, come forth. There's a miracle that is on the way. I'm trusting God. I'm believing God. I know that God has never failed us. And he won't start now. He brought Lazarus back from the dead. God's family, remember this as I close. God is sovereign. And he is in total control of this situation on the earth. He allowed the coronavirus for a reason. God does not do anything just to be doing it. It was allowed. I didn't say he did it, but he allowed it. He could have stopped it. He could have shut it down from the root, but he allowed it for a reason. God is going to put an end to this when his purpose is accomplished. You don't have to worry. He's not going to forget. He's not going to get lax in his promise. Hallelujah. He told us in Matthew 6:33, if we would seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, that everything else will be added unto us. Victory is something that is going to be added unto us. Breakthrough is something that's going to be added unto us. Thank you, Lord. Whatever we need, it will be added unto us. So I don't want you to worry. I don't want you to fret. I want you to give thanks with a grateful heart. God bless you. I pray that something was said tonight that blessed your soul. Hallelujah. I praise God for another opportunity to share his gospel. Amen. Pastor Black, we turn the call back over to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor. Thanks be to God. I mean, I'm just clapping my hands. I'm rejoicing and I'm thanking God for that word. If you don't mind, Pastor Laws, if you could give us those six reasons why we should thank God, and then the background scripture that you connected that to. I know we've got some note takers on the call, and I want to make sure that they got all the notes, so that when they go get ready to go back to study this week, they can have it at their fingertips. Do you have those right there in front of you, Pastor?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you give us
the first one?
Yes.
Absolutely. The first one is God knows the end from the beginning. And that was from 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Number two, God is the giver of life. Psalm 6:5. Number three, thanksgiving leads to triumph. 1 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21 and 22. Also in that was Psalm 119, verse 62. Acts chapter 16, verse 25 and 26. Number four, thanksgiving is a worthy sacrifice to God.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 107, verse 22. Number five, God will work out something good for those who love him.
Mm.
Romans 8, 28. And number six, a miracle is on the way. And that
amen.
Is the story of Lazarus.
Yes, amen. Truly, my heart has been blessed by the word on tonight, Pastor. And we pray that God would restore everything that you poured out today on the people of God. That truly was a word from God for the people of God. As we said earlier, we hope and pray that something has been said to encourage you and to help you with your love relationship with the Lord. I know, Pastor, you just, when you gave number three, thanksgiving leads to triumph. I have a prayer partner every night at midnight. We are praying for the release of my son. And when you gave that Psalms 119:62, my heart began to rejoice. I almost broke the dining room chair trying to get up out of it to give God thanks. For the victory. And so I hope to pray, body of Christ believers tonight, that when the word of God comes forth, when it's in your belly, you are just like Mary and Elizabeth. It just begins to rejoice and leap. I always tell the story that when Mary went to go visit Elizabeth when they were both pregnant, John got to kicking and leaping in his mama's belly because he got connected to Jesus, the word. And whenever the word gets to our situation, we ought to, like you said, Pastor, begin to give God thanks. In the midst of the praise, give him thanks. So thank you, Pastor Laws, for your word on tonight. I hope and pray, my brothers and sisters, that you have been blessed by the word on tonight. I pray that something has been said that gives you hope, that gives you strength, that gives you courage, that increases your faith and will help you to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ with someone else. That's what it's all about. It's all about spreading the good news, spreading the gospel. We talk about everything else. Let's start talking about the word of God. We share everything else. Let's share the word of God. And tonight, you've got six reasons why you ought to share the word of God with somebody. So it is our prayer that you have been blessed by this broadcast on tonight. I hope and pray that you tell somebody to tune in every Sunday night at 8 p.m. for the Light of Portland broadcast, where the word of God is going forth for the people of God. It is our prayer that you be strengthened, that you be encouraged, and that you continue to seek the Lord while he may be found. God is good, and he's worthy of all praise. And it is my prayer that the Lord will bless thee and keep thee, and that the Lord will make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance unto thee and give thee peace, and that they shall be blessed. So be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Until next Sunday, peace be unto you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.